Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Benning.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you making sure you are a part of what we do. A lot of good ideas, a lot of feedback. So I kind of can always get a gauge on what it is that folks want to talk about. What would you stop me and talk about? That happens quite a bit. You know, gas station, grocery store. As my man Jay Foreman used to say, brother can't even get his bread without people stopping me on the streets. But since I don't buy a lot of bread, I don't have to worry about that. Nah, I'm just kidding. Make sure you give the show a follow. Ravi and I are over at Herd at Sports on ESPN 590. You can get us on Facebook or YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Some fantastic conversations on the show. Started with Sam McEwen, and we were talking about competitiveness at position groups, and it followed it up in the 9 o'clock hour with Sip, and it got into competitiveness and position groups, and it just got me thinking as Nebraska's secured at least verbals from a couple of guys in Hayes and Carpenter, and you know, knowing Jackson Carpenter's dad, former teammate of mine, Tim Carpenter, and a lot of guys that have legacy kids, whether it's Toby Wright or Michael Booker, you know, Danny Noonan. There's a ton. There's five or six in this class alone where there's this – we talk about competition and we always talk about it from, you know, the group standpoint, like how are the young men competing, and that's what we want. But, man, even further than that, having a chance to get some of these glimpses inside, it's so competitive amongst the staff. And it's a healthy competition where guys are learning to thrive in chaos, where it may not be according to script, or you have to stop and manage personalities if the energy level isn't what you want at a practice or a scrimmage, to recalibrate on the fly, to not just stand pat and to push yourselves. We've seen the coaches' lists that they have to accomplish in the off season, a certain amount of meals, a certain amount of grade checks, a certain amount of out of office, if you will, visits with players where maybe you're meeting them right where they're at, someplace off of campus. And it just got me thinking with a lot of the older guys that believe in what Coach Rule and the competitiveness of that staff means. And it's strange because as I think about it out loud, it's almost this deal where parents that are willing to send their kids to the university and play for Coach Rule, and it doesn't have to be a legacy thing, but they have a different barometer because we always talk about the glory days. And it's not so much that as much as, you know what, I believe that my young person will be better in life being around this staff, and there's a good chance I could get them back better than when I left them. And there, I know that there's no guarantees, right? Life happens, is extremely competitive. But the competitiveness and the not needing things to be perfect and enduring and perseverance and the stressing of just showing up every day and working hard, like those are all attributes that we want in young people. And the football or the potential success of the individuals that are leaving the nest, that's just a byproduct. They make it seem like it's almost secondary and not necessary. Yeah, you definitely want people to win games and you want them to have success. There's no doubt about that. But on the off chance that they don't, is my young person in a healthy environment where they're going to be better people? And I'm telling you, that's kind of the hidden superpower, at least as I see it so far with this staff. staff, just a level of accountability that they have from adult to adult and peer-to-peer accountability and competitiveness where there is no resting on your laurels. You know, the stories of Coach Rule being demanding are legendary. And Sipple said it best, and it made me chuckle because I had to think about this for a second. He said, you know, he's got these great leadership traits, and he is demanding, but I don't know if I'd want to work for him. And I felt like that was interesting because at least, you know, he said the quiet part out loud because I know that he's not going to be for everybody, especially as part of that staff. But that's really how you want it. You want some set apart. You want some set aside. You don't want it to be something that everybody could do because that wouldn't be probably what's best for your young person, right? You want a standard, a line of demarcation where you're like, oh, you know what? If you can handle and endure that, you're capable of doing X, Y, and Z. And that's ultimately what you want. So I know we love the sound bites and we love the fact that he says things like caring and not coddling. But when you see the practical application from adult to adult, that's a beautiful thing. And make sure that you're with us tomorrow. We got follow-up questions. If you have follow-up questions, it's 888-638-4876. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. It's another episode of Benning Bites.